Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hello there, it's Rosie. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. As you know, this week is all about progress, and today I want to discuss tackling that to-do list bit by bit, in other words, making progress even if it's not at lightning speed. Case in point, I was sitting at my desk the other day surrounded by books, journals, and post-its. As I looked around feeling all of my to-dos staring back at me, I decided to go for a walk. I harnessed up my most spoiled of my three pit bulls and went on a walk around the block. It was early morning, the sun was shining, the birds were singing, and we saw some friends walking in the distance. As I waved, trying to walk in the opposite direction so I didn't have to engage in conversation and be further distracted from my work, I remembered I needed to go to the grocery store and proceeded to think about another 10 post-it notes that needed to go on my desk. There was so much to do, so many tasks, it was overwhelming. In a world where we make lists and sometimes lists of lists and live in a culture where overproduction is celebrated, how do we keep our cool? How do we create a routine that allows us to feel satisfied when completing our goals, even if it's just bit by bit? There are three things you can do every day to help you check off your to-dos and not feel like you have to run away, or in my case, walk away, when you get overwhelmed. The first thing you can do is schedule your day the evening before. Maybe it's just creating an appointment on your phone for the creative tasks that you've been putting off, like writing or brainstorming ideas, or setting up a do not disturb for certain hours of the day that you can allocate to your tasks. Scheduling that time will make it feel more official. And if you have the time set aside, there will be less of an excuse to push things back. My next tip is to give yourself 20 minutes to get into a flow. For example, The moment I sit down at my desk, I do the standard check emails, respond to texts, read an article or two, then I bring my focus to my list. That way, I'm not faced with the most daunting task right away. I'm easing myself in. Finally, I consolidate all of my post-its to a list in a journal. That way, I'm not constantly feeling judged by my neon piece of paper. At the end of the day, just close the journal and you can focus on you. One of my favorite definitions of balance is to dance. Balance isn't about holding two things equally. It's about learning to discern. When we can stop long enough to see what is serving us and what isn't, we can decide when we need to ask for help, when to say no, or when to just start from scratch. It's knowing when to do the most daunting task on your list, or knowing when to take your pup for a walk around the block. And sometimes you do need a break, and taking a walk with your dog and stopping to say hi to your friends is the right choice. If you need more guidance on how to get things done, there's a switching tasks meditation in the app led by Kasanga, a wonderful fellow teacher here. That's it for now. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, be sure to find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.